and read the scriptures.
中文跟英文你用什么话方便你就用那个。
Whatever language you prefer.
我们一起来第一节预备来。我在基督里说真话，并不谎言。我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。以色列人也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女，唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。因为所应许的话是这样说，到明年这时候我要来，撒拉必生一个儿子。但如此还有利百加从一个人，就是从我们的祖宗杀来的孕子，双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃乎招人的主。我们就对利百加说，将来大的要服侍小的，正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。这样我们可以说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有。因他对摩西说，要恩待谁就恩待谁，一直看来不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。因为经上有话向法老说，全能必要使我的名传遍天下。如此看来，这样你必对我说，他为什么还指责人呢？你这个人呢、啊，窑匠难道没有权柄？我们来站立，我们祷告。
We pray. Let us pray.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们。
Jesus, help us.
了解你的真理。
To understand your truth.
就是神的拣选。
And that is the election of God.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我下面要用英文来讲。
Pastor will be.Preaching in English.
Book of Romans is a profound book.
罗马书是一本很深的书。
Particularly to introduce Christianity.
特别是在讲真理，在讲基督的信仰。
Chapter 1 to chapter 8.
第一到第八章。
Paul introduced and explained the doctrine of the gospel, the salvation systematically.
保罗很清楚地介绍和解释福音和救恩的教义。
By the end of chapter 8,
在第八章的结尾，
it was the peak,
就是一个高潮。
Paul said nothing can separate Christ's love from us.
保罗说，没有任何事情可以隔绝我们神对我们的爱。
I know this is a flu season.
我知道这是感冒的季节。
A lot of people cough.
很多人都在咳嗽。
A lot of people fear to cough.
很多人都害怕感冒。
They want people to wear a mask.
他们想咳嗽的人要戴口罩。
Even the flu and coughing cannot separate Christ's love from you. Amen.
就算那个咳嗽跟感冒也不能隔绝神对我们的爱。
I know a lot of people feel sick recently, you know, get ill sick.
有很多人我们在我们中间都病了。
So we have a lot of fear.
我们当中好像有很多的恐惧惧怕。
But I want to encourage you this morning.
但是我今天早上要鼓励你们。
Even you are sick.
即便你是病了。
Christ still with you.
神还是与你同在。
His love transcends the sickness.
他的爱是不会因为这个病而拦阻了。
I'm very encouraged, impressed.
我是真的很被感，很被鼓励。
That many of our workers, even though they are sick, they still serve the Lord.
我们当中很多同工，他们病了，但是他们还是来到神面前服侍他。
But the scripture we just read.
但是我们刚读的这个经文。
It seems like it changed to a totally new subject matter.
是第九章，就好像。突然间讲到另外一个事情一样。
It's about God's sovereign choice.
是关于神的选择权。
About God's election of Israel.
是关于神怎么拣选以色列。
Romans chapter 1 through 8 is Apostle Paul trying to present the gospel, the salvation.
罗马书的第一到第八章保罗是介绍福音跟救恩的教义。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题就是。
Paul's kinsmen Jews, they don't believe in gospel.
保罗的同胞犹太人他们不相信这个。
So it triggered a question in the reader's mind, whoever read the book of Romans.
那很多时候读者就会有一个问题，读到这里的时候。
Does existence of the gospel pose as a threat to Israel's covenants?
这个问题就是基督的福音是否对以色列人的圣约造成威胁呢？
So from chapter 9 on,
所以从第九章开始
Three chapters,
三章
Apostle Paul tried to explain that.
保罗都是在尝试的解释这个问题
Chapter 9,
第九章里面
depicts the Israel's past,
就讲到有关以色列的过去
being elect by God and to reject Christ.
神是如何拣选以色列人到以色列如何拒绝基督
Chapter 10 is about the presentcondition of Israel.
第十章是讲到有关以色列的现在。
They are being rejected.
他们是被拒绝。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
It talks about Israel's future from being rejected to being restored.
讲到有关以色列的未来，就是如何被如何从被拒绝成为被复兴的。
This scripture is a little bit complex.
这些经文可能会有一些复杂。
But I have very limited time.
我的时间也有限。
Because I have a deadline.
我有一个时间的限制。
I have to go by certain time, no matter I finish or not.
我到某一个时间就要走了。
I think that in the past.
在过去。
When I share gospel with people.
当我跟大家分享福音的时候。
People always ask one question.
大家都会问。
Why God elect Jews, the Israelites?
为什么神拣选以色列犹太人呢？
Did you have that question?
你有这个问题吗？
There are many Chinese people ask me that question.
很多中国人都会问我。
They always say, Why God didn't choose Chinese?
他们会问说，为什么神没有拣选中国人呢？
So with American.
或者美国人呢？
So with any race.
或者其他族类的人。
And that's the question in the book of chapter 9.
这就是我们今天讲到的问题。
Why God elect Israel?
为什么神拣选以色列人？
Is that fair?
那是公平的吗？
Why he doesn't choose us?
为什么他没有拣选我们呢？
In the chapter 9,
在第九章
verse 1 through 5,
第一到第五节
it's about issue Israel.
是关于以色列的问题。
Whenever we talk about issue Israel,
我们每次讲到以色列的问题的时候
It's always an international issue.
都是一个国际性的问题。
But here,
就好像这里。
But here, Paul concerned about Israel.
但是在这里保罗是关心以色列的问题。
It's not about the political situation.
不是关乎政治的问题。
It's about the spiritual issue.
却是关乎属灵的问题。
Because Paul is a Jew.
因为保罗是一个犹太人
He believed in gospel.
他相信神的救恩
Amen.
福音
He traveled around to preach the gospel.
他到各处都在讲神的福音
But his own people reject the gospel.
但是他自己的同胞却拒绝这个福音
So he grieved over that.
所以他对这个就有很大的伤感
That's my first sub point.
那就是我第一点
But he not only grieved that.
他不单对这个有到很大的伤感。
He also has a desire.
他心里也对的这个有一个很大的热情。
有一个欲望。
有一个欲望。
That he want his people also being saved.
他希望他的同胞也可以得到这个救恩。
To the extent.
到一个地步。
That he is willing to sacrifice his status in the eternity.
他愿意与牺牲自己与神隔绝。
That's Paul's desire.
那是他的愿望。
And the thirdly is Paul's sentiment.
第三就是保罗的
感伤。
感伤。
He feels sad.
他很伤心，很忧伤。
Because Israelites have so many privileges.
因为以色列有这么多的
特权。Because if you go to study the Old Testament,
如果你去看旧约。
God select Abraham.
神是拣选亚伯拉罕。
He didn't select a race.
他没有选一个族人。
He select a person.
他选了一个人，亚伯拉罕。
A man has faith in God.
那个人对神是有信心的。
And the Israelites are the descendant of Abraham.
以色列人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So Paul lists all their privilege.
所以保罗就列出这一切。神对以色列丰盛的应许。
The people of Israel,
以色列人
adoption of sons,
四子的名分。
They have the divine glory.
他们有神的同在荣耀。
They live in the presence of God.
他们是住在神的同在当中。
God has covenant with them.
神与以色列有约。
God given the law.
神给以色列律法。
Give them the temple worship.
给他们敬拜的礼仪。
Give them all kind of Old Testament promises.
还有其他各样的应许。
They have the patriarch is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们还有蒙拣选的列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各，就是以色列。
Israel are their descendants.
以色列是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Also with so with the Christ.
也直到基督也是。亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So Israelites have so many privileges.
所以以色列有这么多的特权。
Yet,
却
they cannot recognize Jesus is Christ from God.
他们却没有明白耶稣就是神来的。
They reject the Messiah.
他们对基督的拒绝。
Jesus of Nazareth, who is in flesh, is a Jew.
基督耶稣他从肉身来说是犹太人。
But in divinity he is God.
但是从属灵方面来说他就是神。
So Israel still lost.
所以以色列仍然迷失。
Paul feel very sad.
保罗就非常的忧伤。
I think many of us, for many of us.
我在想对我们来说。
Many of your family members
有很多你们当中的家人
still don't know Christ
仍然不认识神
right
对不对
Many of your friends
很多朋友
Just now a sister Sharon share with us there will be an Alpha course
就好像刚刚 Sharon 姊妹跟我们分享有一个启发课程
We want to offer a place here for people to come in to find out Jesus
我们想要提供一个地方让大家来学习跟认识这位基督。
Sometimes we feel sad.
我们有时候会很伤感。
We wish our family member can share what we have.
我们何等期望我们的家人也可以跟我们一起来承受这个福音。
Amen. If Jesus is real to you.
如果耶稣对你来说是真实的。
And just now we sing the song.
就像我们刚才说。唱的歌一样
Give me Jesus.
给我耶稣
Did you recognize the last stanza when I going to die?
你有记得那个歌词吗？当我
The last one.
那是最后一个歌词。
当我面对死亡的时候。
当我面对死亡的时候。
他说 Give me Jesus.
他说给我耶稣。
Well, this person really want Jesus.
这个作者真的是很希望，很渴望耶稣。
So that's the first point today is the issue of Israel.
所以这就是以色列的问题。
That's struggle Paul with. Paul struggle with it.
这个是保罗的挣扎。
But he also posed a question.
但是保罗也提到一个问题。
If God has elect Israelites, why they cannot recognize Christ? Will they be saved? Will they fulfill God's promises for them?
那以色列神拣选以色列，但是以色列没有回应神的拣选的时候，那这样子神对以色列的应许就因此不被兑现了吗？
So Apostle Paul tried to explain that Israel's election from chapter 9 verse 6 to 21.
所以保罗在第九章第六到十二节就讲到
上帝的
上帝对以色列的拣选。
对 ，The first he talk about God's election principle.
他第一讲到的就是上帝选召的原则。
Verse five.
第五节。
It is not as though God's word had failed.
这不是说神的话落了空。
This verse actually it's verse 6-8.
这是第六节。
You say that the present Israel's unbelief won't devoid God's covenantal promises.
这里讲到神对以色列的拣选的应许并不会因为以色列拒绝神而落空。
So Apostle Paul tried to explain.
这是保罗要解释的地方。
Why?
为什么?
Because in the flesh, not all who are descend from Israel are Israel.
我们看下去知道，因为在肉身里，不是所有以色列的后裔都是成为被拣选的族类。
No, in spirit, who are Abraham's descendants are all his children.
也不因为他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就都成为他的儿女。
So it tells us a God's election principle here.
所以这说明上帝选召的原则。
God's election based not on blood relationship.
神的救恩他跟他的拣选并不是基于血缘关系
Rather on promise relationship
却是在应许的关系上
So what does that mean?
那什么意思呢
Then he gave two examples here
他就给了两个例子
It's Isaac and Ishmael That's the first example
第一个例子就是以撒和以实玛利
Second one is Jacob and Esau
第二个例子是以撒和以扫雅各和以扫
I know this little bit challenge to some of you.
这对某一些人来说可能是有点复杂。
Because there's a lot of historical background here.
因为这里有很多历史的背景在当中。
And I have very limited time.
我的时间也有限。
And everything I say need to be translated.
他们讲的每句话要被翻译。
But long story in short.
但是长话短说。
God's election is not according to what we thought.
神的拣选并不是我们所想的那样子。
We see God chose Abraham.
我们看到神拣选亚伯拉罕。
We thought all his descendants will be elect.
我们就以为说他的所有的后代都会被拣选了。
But that's not true.
但是这不然。
The first example is Isaac and Ishmael.
第一个例子就是以撒跟以实玛利。
Their father both were Abraham.
这以撒跟以实玛利两个人都是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
But the scriptures say here, only the descendant of Isaac are the promised one.
但是经上说，只有以撒生的才可以称为你的后裔。以撒。只有以撒生的才可以称为你的后裔。
Yeah. Because Isaac.Was born through Sarah.
因为以撒是撒拉生的。
And God promised Sarah that she will have a son.
神对撒拉说，你必定生一个儿子。
Ishmael didn't come through God's promise.
以实玛利并不是从神的应许出来的。
Ishmael came through Sarah's idea.
以实玛利是从那个撒拉的想法中出来的。
Long story in short.
长话短说。
Abraham get older and older.
亚伯拉罕越来越老了。
Have no children.
没有孩子。
But God promised every day, every year, God said, you're going to have a son.
但是神每次都说你会有一个儿子。
And Sarah, his wife, dear wife, said, wow, we got to help God.
然后撒拉他的亚伯拉罕的妻子说，哎呀，这样子我们要帮帮神啊。
You almost 100 years old.
你快100岁了。
Still have no children.
你也没有孩子。
Here's a way.
就不如这样子吧。
This is my mate.
这是我的婢女。
You sleep with her.
你跟她一起。
We help God.
我们就来帮助神。
Get a son.
就有一个儿子了。
The son was born.
那儿子就出生了。
Called Ishmael.
这就是以实玛利。
But that's not the promised son.
但是这并不是神所应许的。
That's not from God.
不是神来的。
So that's the point here.
这就是重点了。
That Isaac was promised by God through Sarah.
以撒是神应许亚伯拉罕跟撒拉生的。
So they are the true descendant of Abraham.
所以以撒就是亚伯拉罕真正的后裔，应许的后裔。
And somebody will argue.
那但是有人就会说。
Oh, because you know Isaac was born through Sarah. She was the wife. So that's why God chose that.
哦，有人说以撒是亚伯拉罕和妻子撒拉所生的，然后以实玛利是亚伯拉罕跟夏甲生的。
She's such a wonderful interpreter. I even didn't say she already translated. That's exactly the point. Because Ishmael was born through maid, so people will say, "Oh, because this is the wife, that this is a maid. That's why God selected children from a child from wife."
那有人就说，应该一个是妻子生的，一个是婢女生的，那当然要选妻子生的那个嘛，对不对
？Paul knows that.
保罗说这是一个错误的想法。
No, Paul knows. Paul knows the reader would think about that.
保罗知道我们会这么想。
So he gave another example.
他就给了另外一个例子。
He said, "Right now, you see the same mother, same father."
他说没有关系啊，我们来看另外一个例子，就是同父都是同一个父母的。
Esau and Jacob.
就是
雅各跟
雅各和以扫。
They were twins.
他们是双胞胎。
They came out almost the same time.
他们快同一个时间出来的。
Same father, same mother.
同一个父亲，同一个母亲。
But Paul say that.
但是保罗说。
Even before they were born.
他们在出生之前啊。
Even before they manifest who is good, who is bad.
他们善恶都还没有行出来的时候。
God already elect Jacob.
神就拣选了雅各。
Not Esau.
不是以扫。
Over there you say, I love Jacob, I hate Esau. It doesn't mean God love, that's an affection. No, it's about the selection.
正如经上所说，我爱雅各，却恶以扫。这是神拣选雅各，并不是这个爱跟不是情感上的爱，这是对于他拣选的。
God didn't show favoritism. 神没有偏心。
神没有偏心。
He just made a divine election.
他就做了一个神圣的拣选。
Roman chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
It doesn't tell us why God chose Jacob over Esau.
没有跟我们解释为什么神拣选了雅各，却没有拣选以扫。
But when you go back to the Genesis.
但是当我们去了解雅各和以扫的生命的时候，
and you realize,
我们就知道，
actually Esau reject God.
其实以扫是拒绝神的。
Jacob chose God.
雅各是选择神的。
Even though he used a lot of ethical way. Unethical way.
虽然雅各他用了很多不那个
不正当
的手段。
He just wanted to get a blessing.
他当一开始只是想要得祝福。
So what's the point?
所以重点是什么？
God has the freedom.
神是有自由权。
To elect.
有完全的自由权是去选择拣选。
Paul knows the reader, you and I, when we read that, we just wonder why is like this.
保罗已经知道我们想什么了。我们读到这里的时候。
So he gave another historical illustration about God's freedom.
他就给了另外一个例子，是来说明神选召的自由。
不是一个，两个例子。
两个。
One is a Moses example.
第一个就是摩西。
How many of you know Moses?
你们知道摩西吗？
How many of you have coffee with Moses?
你们跟摩西有没有喝过咖啡？
Nobody.
没有吧？
Moses was an Israelite leader.
摩西是以色列人的领导者。
He led them out of Egypt.
他带以色列人出埃及。
One day he went to the top of Mount Sinai.
有一天他去了西乃山的山顶上。
For 40 days, 40 nights.
四十天昼夜。
He had long meeting with God.
他就跟神一起，跟神在一起。
有一个很长的会议。
有一个很长的会议。
The meeting was so long.
那个会议太长了。
That all the Israelites say, "What's happened to Moses?"
以色列人在山下就说：“哎，这个摩西怎么了
？”Maybe he died.
他可能死了。
We don't know what's happened to him.
我们不知道他是怎样。
Who's going to lead us?
谁要领导我们呢
？So they make a golden calf.
那所以他们就为自己造一个金牛犊。
This is our God.
就说这就是我们的神了。
And then Moses came down.
那摩西下山的时候
He was very mad, very furious.
他就非常的生气。
How can you guys do this?
他说以色列人啊你们为什么可以这么做
Jehovah led you out of Egypt.
是神带你出埃及的。
Now you worship golden calf.
那你现在就造一个金牛犊来敬拜。
What a great sin.
是一个何等大的罪。
So Moses intercedeFor the Israelites.
所以摩西就为以色列来代祷。
He asked God to give Israelites second chance.
他来到神面前求神的怜悯给以色列一次机会。
God grant Moses the plea.
神就听了摩西的祷告。
And God say, I will show mercy to whoever I have mercy.
神说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
I will show grace to whoever I have grace of.
我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
That's what the Apostle Paul tried to quote on.
这就是我们第九章第
保罗所讲
的十五节。
He used that as an example.
他用这个是例子。
Now God has absolute freedom to choose.
神有完全的主权来选择。
Then he used Pharaoh as another example.
他又用另外一个例子，是法老的例子。
But I don't have time to cover that.
但是我没有时间了。
And the Apostle Paul knows that.
保罗知道。
When he present like this,
当他讲到这些的时候
，the reader will wonder in their heart.
读者就会想到这些问题。
He say, "One of you will say to me, 'Then why does God still blame us?'"
那他在十九节里面就说：“这样你会对我说，为什么他？那么他为什么责怪人呢
？”For who resists his will?
有谁抗拒他的旨意呢
？Here are the two challenge questions for God's election.
这就是我们这问的两个问题，对神
拣选的
权利的解释。
We think he has ultimate authority to elect.
我们认为说神有完全的主权去拣选。
To show mercy or to harden one's heart.
他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，他要让谁的心刚硬就谁的心刚硬。
Then why does God still blame us?
那为什么神还要责怪我们呢
？For who can resist?His will.
谁可以拒绝抗拒他的旨意呢
Are this your questions too?
这是你曾经问的问题吗
Or do you understand what I'm talking about?
你明白我说的吗
It's okay. Come to the end, you will understand what I'm talking about.
没关系，我们到最后就会明白了。
So this talk about the election.
这是讲到神的拣选。
About God's choice.
关于神的拣选，他的。
I ask you all of you a question.
我现在问你们一个问题。
Do you think you end up here this morning because God elect you?
你觉得你今天早上来是神拣选你的吗
？Answer me. This is relevant now.
这是对你有关的。
We talk about Israel. We talk about.
我们不要讲到以色列那么远了，我们讲到我们自己好了。
Do you think you are here? You end up here at this moment. You listen to the sermon. You hear.Mickey's sharing, Sharon's announcement, then let us worship. Is God elect you? God chose you to bring you here?
你觉得今天早上我们听到我们一同来敬拜，听到 Sharon 分享的，听到 Mickey 分享的，听到我们现在的信息，这是神的拣选吗？你相信吗？请举手。
Also, okay. Also, do you believe the reason you are here today? Also, you make up your mind, you decide to come.
那还有谁认为说你今天早上来这里是因为你选择要来这里
？So is God's election or your decision?
那这是神的拣选还是你的选择呢
？I know you will answer that.
我知道你会回答这个。
It's a mystery.
这是奥秘。
God elect you.
神拣选你。
God invite you。
神邀请你。
But you still have to make a decision。
但是我们仍然要回应。
Amen。You have to decide to come。
你我都要做一个决定。
You have to respond。
要回应这个神的邀请。
And that's today's message。
这就是我们今天讲到的重点。
God elect Israelites。
神拣选以色列人。
As a redemptive vessel。
成为一个救赎的器皿。
Not because they are outstanding，
并不是因为他们有多么的出色。
God just chose them，
神就拣选他们。
To demonstrate who He is，
拣选是出于拣选的那一位。
To he chose them to demonstrate who He is，
来表明他是谁。
To the whole world，
给全世界看。
Not because they are better，
并不是因为以色列很出色。
It's nothing about that。
跟那个一点关系都没有。
Even though Israelites are very outstanding people，
虽然说以色列人是非常出色的民族。
So you Chinese don't feel bad。
所以中国人不要觉得很为难。
God elect us as a chosen people。
神拣选我们。
God didn't elect us as chosen people。
神没有拣选我们做选民。
But God still elect you today in Christ， Amen。
但是神仍然拣选你，是透过基督。
Because whenever it comes to this issue of God's election，
我们每次讲到神的拣选的时候，
it's always the issue about fairness，
都会讲到公不公平啊。
Who is better？
谁好的？
It's more spiritual。
谁比较属灵啊？
It's not spiritual。
他不够属灵啊。
So God chose him。
那所以神就选另外一个人啊。
Nothing about that。
这跟这一点关系都没有。
God has ultimate authority。
神有完全的主权。
He can choose whoever he wants to choose。
他要拣选，他拣选谁就拣选谁。
And he changed that person。Change that person。
他会改变那个人。
Become a glorious vessel。
成为荣耀的器皿。
Amen。
Amen。
God choose you today。
神今天拣选你。
To be His vessel。
成为他的器皿。
Wherever you will be。
无论你在哪里。
You testify to Him。
你要为他做见证。
So I want to conclude for a few precious lessons。
所以我要讲到我们所学到的宝贵的功课。
I'm doing very well。
我觉得我时间上讲不错，掌握的。
I just like those pilot who fly airplane in the air。
只是
像飞行
员在天空。
They always say we are 30 minutes behind。
他们每次都说我们半个钟啊迟到。
But I will catch up in the air。
但是我在空中会抓住那个时间。
There are three precious lessons。
有三个宝贵的功课。
And you guys will discuss more in the small group sharing。
你们等一下讨论的时候就更多的讨论。
Lesson number one。
第一。
Lesson number one。
第一个宝贵的功课。
Lesson number one. Thank you。God's thoughts and ways are far more higher than ours。
神的意念和道路是远远超乎我们的。
Many times，
有很多时间。
When we see God chose this person, that person，
我们看到神拣选了这个人那个人。
We always think about fair, not fair，
我们就觉得公不公平的问题。
Better, not better，
谁好谁不好。
Not at all，
这一点关系都没有。
God's ways much higher，
神的意念是高过我们的。
God foresee the things down the road。
他已经看到所还没有成就的。
Based upon the Bible，
就我们从圣经来说
，God is an all-knowing God。
神是无所不知。
God is all-loving God。
他是爱我们的神。
Also, He's all-wise God。
他也是有智慧的神。
In His ultimate wisdom，
他有最终极的智慧。
Then He select，
那他拣选
this person。
这个人
，that person，
那个人
，and you，
你
，for particular mission，
是有某一个特别的呼召。
Lesson number two，
第二个
，acknowledging God is the creator，
认知神是创造者
，we are the creation，
而我们是他所造的
，is a crucial step，
这是非常关键的一步
，to honor God's election，
来尊荣神选召的过程。
My outline is in my email, right? Yeah, it's okay. But you have to get later on. Yeah, I think that's very important.
这个是非常重要。
Because come to today's scripture, the last two verses.
我们今天所讲到最后的两段 小节。
Apostle Paul tried to confront us.
保罗就对我们说。
He said, "God like the potter."
他说神就像陶匠。
We are the clay.
我们就像一团泥。
Doesn't potter has the right to do whatever with the clay for whatever the purpose of the vessel?
那做器皿的人就是陶匠，他不是有完全的主权来选择做什么样的器皿，用什么样的用途吗
？We and God not on the equal status.
我们跟神根本是不是同一个水平？
同一个地位。
地位。
He created us.
他是创造者，我们是被创造的。
We are the creation.
我们是被造物。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
This will help you to understand why God has the absolute freedom to choose.
你明白这一点，就会明白神为什么有完全的主权去拣选。
Final lesson.
最后一课。
God has the absolute freedom to choose or not to choose someone.
神有绝对的自由来拣选或不拣选某人。
So we need to be thankful for the salvation we receive.
所以我们要对神给我们的救恩所感恩。
God doesn't owe you salvation.
神没有欠我们救恩。
If God doesn't give us anyone salvation, it doesn't. It's okay. He's still just.
他如果没有给任何人救恩，他仍然是公义的神。
He doesn't owe us.
他不欠我们的。
Salvation is by grace.
救恩是从恩典而来的。
It's not something we deserve.
不是我们所应得的。
But it's a gift from God.
但是却是神的礼物。
May someone invite the children. We're going to have the Holy Communion.
有人可以叫小孩，我们一起来享用正餐。
Yeah. This communion is about God's salvation for us.
圣餐是关于神对我们的救恩。
It's on the last dinner, Jesus with his disciple.
在耶稣被卖的那一夜
，He set out this supper, the Lord's supper.
他们就有最后的晚餐。
The bread referred to His body being broken for each one of us.
这个饼是代表耶稣为我们的身体，耶稣的身体为我们而舍。
The base 代表主耶稣的血为我们而流。
The cup represents the blood of Jesus that is shed for us.
现在要用中文讲。I really catch up in the air, but I'm confused with the language. But different height. Okay, I'd like to invite those who have received Jesus as Savior and the Lord.
我要邀请那已经接受耶稣基督为自己的个人救主的。
And been baptized unto the church.
还有被是受洗归于归入主的名下，还有教会。
To come forward to take the bread and cup.
可以到前面来吃这饼和杯。
I don't want you to take this lightly.
我不想你很我希望你很认真地对待这个事情。
This is not a small thing.
这不是一个小事情。
Even though the bread and cup are very small.
虽然这个饼跟杯是很小的。
But God himself paid a high price.
但是神却付出何等的代价。
So before you take the bread and cup.
所以在你吃这饼和杯之前。
You confess your sin to the Lord.
你要来到神面前来认罪。
If you have offend people,
如果你冒犯了别人，
offend God,
冒犯了神，
ask His forgiveness.
求神给你
赦免。So you can take the bread and cup in a worthy manner.
那你就可以吃这个饼和杯是配得这饼和杯。
Okay, I'd like to invite a brother and sister from the back, the last row to line up to take the bread and cup. Go back and you remain standing. You pray to God, thank for the bread and cup, ask for His forgiveness, and remain standing. Don't have him. Okay, the last row.
邀请最后一排可以先 来，我们拿了饼和杯以后，请回到你的座位上，仍然站着，来向神祷告，为这个饼和杯献上感谢，求神的赦免。
回到座上就坐你的位置就祷告好吗？
When you go back to your seat, just pray.
为这饼跟杯献上感谢。
And give thanks for this bread and cup.
跟神的关系要恢复。
And to restore the relationship with God.
身体不舒服也请你特别为你的病痛祷告。
If you are ill, you can also pray for God's healing. 主耶稣，
We thank you for your love.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
That you lay down your life.
你为我们舍下你自己的生命。
You came to this world.
你来到这个世界。
To show who God is.
证明、显明神是谁。
God is love.
神就是爱。
He loved us so much.
你爱我们这么多。
To the extent.
到一个地步。
He willfully die on the cross for me.
你愿意为我的生命牺牲在十字架上。
So I can have eternal life.
至于我就可以得到永恒的生命。
I can reconcile with God.
我就可以与神
和好。
和好。
also reconcile with other people.
跟别人啊，我们的弟兄姊妹也和好。
Lord, I thank you for this bread and cup.
主，感谢你这饼和杯。
May you forgive my sins.
主，求你赦免我的罪。
Cleanse my sins.
主啊，求你来赦免我，洗净我。
Also, I ask you to heal my illness.
主，求你也来医治我。
Spiritual and physical.
是无论是属灵上还是身体上的。
I come to you with a thankful heart.
我们来到你面前，献上感恩。
We take this bread and cup with a thankful heart.
我们吃这饼和杯是感恩的心。
Now let's have this bread together with thankful heart.
我们一起来吃这饼和杯，以感恩的心。
Also this cup.
还有这个杯。
With a thankful heart.
我们用感恩的心。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
we thank you for your election of us.
我们感谢你拣选了我们。
To call us,
呼召我们。
To be your disciples,
成为你的门徒。
To go,
要我们去。
And make all nations,
要让万国
become your disciples,
成为你的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We conclude our worship here.
我们就结束今天的聚会。
We still have small group right after this.
我们还有小组的分享与祷告。
So don't leave.